President Biden followed up on his warning during the State of the Union address that some Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicare. Biden held up a pamphlet about Florida Republican Rick Scott's plan to require that all programs be reauthorized every 5 years, including Social Security and Medicare.
Look, I know that a lot of Republicans, their dream is to cut Social Security and Medicare. Well, let me say this. If that's your dream, I'm your nightmare.
To drive home the argument, White House aides distributed handouts in Tampa before the speech, summarizing Scott's plan and highlighting the phrase where the senator wrote, "All federal legislation sunsets in 5 years. If a law is worth keeping, Congress can pass it again."
The very idea the senator from Florida wants to put Social Security and Medicare in the chopping block every 5 years, I find to be somewhat outrageous. And then, in case there was any doubt, just yesterday, he confirmed that he still likes his proposal. Well, I guarantee you, it will not happen. I will veto it. I'll defend Social Security and Medicare.
Scott said his policy ideas have been misinterpreted. Scott is not the only Republican to push for changes to weaken the two massive programs. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee called for the elimination of Social Security when he first ran for Senate in 2010, although he hasn't repeated that idea. A caucus of 150 Republican House members has called for raising the age to draw Medicare from 65 to 67 and Social Security to 70. That would amount to a cut in Social Security benefits. Biden delivered his speech in a state where more than 21% of the population is over the age of 65. In the coming days, Biden is expected to announce his plans to run for re-election. Florida resident and former President Donald Trump has already announced his candidacy. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis may also enter the race. Biden made just one brief reference to Trump when he talked about the battle with congressional Republicans over lifting the federal debt limit.
And by the way, the last fellow who had this job, who never showed up at the transition, I might add, but the last guy who had this job, he increased the federal debt, which took over 200 years to accumulate. Just in 4 years, he added to that federal debt of over 200 years by 25%. And by the way, he had a $2 trillion tax cut. The vast majority went to the super wealthy. Guess what? Didn't pay for a single solitary cent of it.
Meanwhile, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis offered political talking points of his own at a Wednesday event. He highlighted his plan to eliminate taxes on necessities for babies and toddlers and on gas stoves. They've been the center of the latest right-wing media furor following false reports that the federal government would seek to ban them. DeSantis said he won't let that happen in Florida.
They are trying to take away your gas stove. Okay, this leaked out, there was blowback, so they kind of backed out. But then you see the documents, they've been working on this in Washington to try to do it. They are coming for any little thing in your life that they can do. And I think what they want to be able to do is they ultimately want to control the amount of energy you consume. And so if everyone's on one system, they can throttle that.
There's no evidence to the theory that electrifying appliances would pave the way for government control of energy use. However, eliminating gas stoves can have health benefits. A recent study found that cooking with gas stoves accounts for nearly 13% of childhood asthma cases. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.